హరే కృష్ణ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. 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 ఓం నమో భగవతే ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ సక్షుర్వన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం హేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప గతామాహ్యం దతాతి స్వపతాంతికం. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్త బృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. వంశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాదమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దినతారిణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీచైతన్య ఈశ్వరం. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్. శృణ్వతం స్వాకతా కృష్ణ పుణ్యశ్రవణకీర్తనం హృదయంతస్తో హి అభద్రాని విదునోతి సుహృత్సతాం. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం Canto 4, Chapter 24. The title of the chapter is Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva. Text number 22. Matha Bhramara Sausvarya Hrishta Roma Lathangripam పద్మ కోస రజో దిక్షు విక్షిప పవనోత్సవం. మత్త భ్రమర సౌశ్వర్య మత్త భ్రమర సౌశ్వర్య హృష్ట రోమాలతాంగ్రిపం హృష్ట రోమాలతాంగ్రిపం పద్మకోశో రజో దిక్షో పద్మకోశ రజో దిక్షో విక్షిపత్ పవనోత్సవ విక్షిపత్ పవనోత్సవ మత్ భ్రమర సౌశ్వర్య హృష్ట రోమాలతాంగ్రిప పద్మకోశ రజో దిక్షు విక్షిపత్ పవనోత్సవ మత్ భ్రమర సౌశ్వర్య హృష్ట రోమాలతాంగ్రిప పద్మకోశ రజో దిక్షు విక్షిపత్ పవనోత్సవ. మత మ్యాడ్ భ్రమర బంబుల్ బీస్ సౌశ్వర్య విత్ గ్రేట్ హంబ్లింగ్ సారీ గ్రేట్ హమ్మింగ్ హృష్ట జాయ్ఫుల్లీ Roma.
Roma.
Hair on the body. Lata.
Lata.
Creepers. Angripam. Trees. Padma.
Padma.
Lotus flower.
Kosha.
Wool.
Rajaha.
Saffron.
Diksho.
In all directions.
Vikshipat.
Throwing away.
Pavana.
Air.
Utsavam.
Festival.
Festival.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
There were various trees and creepers on all sides of the lake, and there were mad bumblebees humming all about them. The trees appeared to be very jolly due to the sweet humming of the bumblebees, and the saffron which was contained in the lotus flowers was being thrown into the air. These all created such an atmosphere that it appeared as though a festival were taking place there. Translation responsively, please. There were various trees and creepers. On all sides of the lake.
And there were mad bumblebees.
Humming all about them. The trees appeared to be very jolly.
Due to the sweet humming of the bumblebees.
And the saffron.
And the saffron.
Which was contained in the lotus flowers.
Was being thrown into the air.
These all created
such an atmosphere
that it appeared as though
a festival were taking place there.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Trees and creepers are also different types of living beings. When bumblebees come upon trees and creepers to collect honey, suddenly such plants become very happy. On such an occasion, the wind also takes advantage of the situation by throwing pollen or saffron contained in the lotus flowers. All this combined with the sweet vibration created by the swans and the calm of the water. The Prachetas considered such a place to be like a continuous festival. From this description, it appears that the Prachetas reached Sivaloka, which is supposed to be situated near the Himalaya mountains. There were various trees and creepers on all sides of the lake, and there were mad bumblebees humming all about them. The trees appeared to be very jolly due to the sweet humming of the bumblebees, and the saffron which was contained in the lotus flowers was being thrown into the air. These all created such an atmosphere that it appeared as though a festival were taking place there. So we continue to hear the wonderful description, the atmosphere, the situation where Prachetas, they are reaching. They are just going towards that place where this... sometimes people may think, now what is this, all these creepers and trees and plants and all this lotus flower, this... What does this do with us, actually? Sometimes people have this... Srimad Bhagavatam is Amala Puranam, and we may think, now what are we talking about? Why this? We are talking about all these bumblebees humming, and sometimes people may have Srimad Bhagavatam, see, like all these great acharyas, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva, they have put something there, means there is a meaning there. We have to understand. Sometimes our brain or our intelligence reaches to only certain level only. And certain things which does not tally with our thing, they will think, oh, it's all useless. That is not to be taken like that. Because if it is there, means there is sometimes we have descriptions of names of people coming in the dynasty of Prithu Maharaj or Dhruva Maharaj. Sometimes what are we going to do with all these things? Sometimes we underestimate or we think, let us skip all these things. We'll go to the stories or some real subject matter. Sometimes we think like that. But that's a very... We are not like Sukadeva Goswami, or we are not like Vyasadeva or something. We are not that advanced. Because why they have done it, there is a reason, by just remembering them. Because when we say Lord is not alone. Lord is not alone. When, have you ever seen a picture of Krishna just alone, sitting there just to... No, you never see Krishna alone. Krishna means Krishna's devotees. Always Krishna and Krishna's associates, Krishna's devotees. So normally when we discuss about Lord and Srimad Bhagavatam, we discuss about everything. So that's why when Lord Shiva tells Mother Parvati, is what is the best form of worship? When he says when the best form of worship is Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param. Vishnur Aradhana is the Param. This is a supreme most type of worship. Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param. And then having said that, Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Even better than worshipping Lord Vishnu is worshipping the associate things which are like a Tulasi Devi, Tadiya, all the things. The devotees and acharyas. Tadiyannam samarchanam. Even better than worshipping Lord Vishnu is worshipping of the paraphernalia, of the associates of Lord Vishnu. That will please Lord Vishnu very much actually. So this is like a... So by hearing about all these descriptions, all these pastimes, different names, different bumblebees and trees and creepers, we should not think that we are wasting time. No, we are not wasting time. Because this all, there is a message here. The message, we have to take the message. So Srila Prabhupada explains here that trees and creepers are also different type of living beings. So this is a very wonderful this thing. Because most of the time we think we are only the human beings. We are the human beings, that's it. We are, everything else is like a useless. This is the type of thing we have, sometimes we have. But the trees are living beings, they are also living entities. Like just we are living entities. We have pains and pleasures. And then the trees and plants and animals and all the living creatures, they also have pains and pleasures. This is like Angripa. This is like a, Srila Prabhupada in one of the lectures, he says, Angripa. See, this is like a, we have only one way of eating. We just eat through the mouth. That's it. But the trees, they have a different way. Angripa, because this is like a, they eat through the leg, root, the water. Yata taror mula nishechanena. By just pouring water in the root of the plant, root of the whole tree gets nourished. So they also have feelings. This is they. It's not like a trees are just, yeah, their level of consciousness is not advanced that so that if somebody cuts the tree is not protesting. Okay, so let me go on the cutting spree, cut everything. No, that is a problem. That is what we are today. We are having all the problems because of this understanding. Tree, okay, yeah, just cut it. Animal, they don't have a soul. Kill it. This is the type of the situation where we are living. Srila Prabhupada discusses with the one cardinal. Like this is the cardinal says. Cardinal says, "Now, like this is Swamiji. The animals, they don't have any soul." They come up with this formula. Why they are eating animals? The animals, they don't have soul. That's why I'm eating animals. So, but here, Shastra, we have trees and creepers. They are also jolly. They also have a mood. They also have a... So there is one scientist, Jagadish Chandra Bose. You might have heard that scientist's name, Jagadish Chandra Bose. He conducted a lot of experiments. Srila Prabhupada refers, he was a scientist and also he was a philosopher. Scientist also a philosopher actually. Because previously, scientists are most of the time atheistic only. They defy God, they deny the existence of God. This is the, if you have to be a scientist, this is a prerequisite. Prerequisite that you have to defy God. Otherwise you don't become a scientist. You can't become a scientist nowadays. Because everything you have to postulate something, you have to propose something which is against God. Then only you become a scientist. But previously the system, the scientists were also very, very, very thoughtful. Like Newton, this is Einstein. And they're all scientists actually. But they're scientists, but they had a very, very clear understanding. Very clear understanding. So here, Jagadish Chandra Bose, he made some apparatus, some kind of equipment he made where we can, Hare Krishna, where we can measure the pains and pleasures of the tree, plant. He just attached something. Like for example, when you have a problem, what do you do? What do we do when you have a problem? Go to the hospital. What happens? Doctor sees you and then puts something, ECG. You see, they put so many, the body, they put lot of buttons type of thing. They see one equipment there is all the up and down, that rays are, the waves are going up and down. They measure, correct? So, if he's just a human being, if they can measure, why can't they measure? That's what Jagadish Chandra Bose did, actually. He worked out apparatus by which we can, when you cut the tree also has some feelings. It's not like maybe the feeling may not be, when I cut this body with the knife, may not be the same feeling, but still the consciousness is a little bit lower. That is why that also has this thing. Sometimes, you plant in a place where there is no sunshine. What happens? After some time, slowly the tree moves to the direction where the sun is coming. Why? How they are coming? You may say, trees, they don't move. You may say that. Only human being has leg. I can move. But tree also can move. Tree knows, for my sustenance, for my strength, I need sunshine. I need water. So where water is there, the root will go. So that means that is also going. May not be going like your speed. You may be just jump up and down, jump up. It may not be, tree may not be going like that. But tree also travels. Tree also travels. Tree goes where the sunshine is there. It will just lean towards the sunshine. These are all the things. It's mentioned here that when the bumblebees come upon trees and creepers to collect honey, certainly such plants become very happy. Have you heard that? Sometimes when you have some friends and relatives coming, all your friends are coming to your home. You have a birthday party or something. You become very happy, correct? Jubilant. Oh yeah, my birthday. So many people are coming. I'm going to have a party. You become happy. The same way, the trees are also happy. Plants are also happy. If somebody can see like this, how he will commit any harm to any living entity? This is the whole thing. Samadarshi. What is Samadarshi? He says, what is that? Pandita Samadarshana. See, this is what this is like a Prabhupada appreciated. Like Prabhupada says, who can quote the sloka? Every time when the mood is we don't read, they say, Bhagavatam, when this is going to finish, just skip the page. No, not like that. We have to be into it, actually. We have to be into it. See, Bhattaji says, Pandita Samadarshana. So that means, I'm thinking of, this is Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini Suni Saiva Svapakecha Pandita Samadarshi. Because Pandita, he can see, it's not like, oh, this is an elephant, this is a dog, this is Brahmana, this is a Chandala. No distinction. He sees everything equally. Yes. Why he's seeing? He's not a fool, he's not a deaf, he's not a blind person that he sees everything equal. No. Why he sees equally? Why? How he can? Everyone is not equal. You are not. You are not same. What is the equality there? Yes, Lord as. Lord. That is the Lord as a Paramatma situated in everyone's heart. He sees that. Then he sees sthavara jangama deki. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when you see sthavara jangama, moving, non-moving, everything you see only Ishta Deva Spruti. You just see Krishna only. Wherever you see Krishna, if such a person cannot commit any harm to anyone. You see Krishna here, Krishna there, Krishna here, Krishna there. How he will commit any offense to anyone, actually? So this mood is there. We have to. So trees and plants also have the living entity. They have the living symptoms are there. Okay, and also Srila Prabhupada says here, on such an occasion, the wind also takes advantage of the situation by throwing pollen or saffron contained in the lotus flowers. All this combines with the sweet vibrations created by the swans and the calm of the water. So this is like this atmosphere is very, very conducive, actually. The atmosphere is very, very conducive for the spiritual advancement. Because everything, we are all actually it is said in the Chikshashtaka, Nam Namakari Nija Bhagudra Sarasakti Tatra Arpita Niyamita Smaranena Kala. There is no time, no place, no circumstances. Anytime you can chant, like yesterday Anirudha Prabhu was discussing. Yes, no problem. Holy name is not any problem. Don't think the holy name has some limitation. After 6 o'clock, holy name will stop working or something. No, holy name does not have a limitation. We have a limitation. Our conditioning is there. Our conditioning has a limitation. Our conditioning is after 7 o'clock, the whole hustle bustle starts. Then we have a problem. Not holy name does not have a problem. Sometimes people think, like, oh no, we have to start chanting the Brahma Muhurta. After that, the holy name is ineffective. No, holy name is always effective. Holy name is 24/7, effective only. But we are not effective. We are not receptive. Rather, not effective, receptive. We are not receptive. So that is why we have that condition. Get up at the Brahma Muhurta time and then follow the process. So that way, we are. And here, this situation, this is creating a conducive atmosphere. This is like a... Everybody is peaceful actually. The birds are flowing, yes, the birds are chirping, and then the lotus and all these things. This is creating such an environment. It's like a mode of goodness actually. To start with, we have to first go to the first, this is a mode of ignorance, mode of passion, and mode of goodness. This mode of goodness is like a stepping stone to the next Suddha Sattva. Pure goodness. Pure goodness is the one we have to aspire for. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this Trigunya Vishayaveta Nishtraigunya Bhavarjuna. This is like the three modes. You have to raise above the three modes. Raise above the three modes. Even mode of goodness also is a little bit of a problem. Because sometimes the persons in the mode of goodness, they think, I'm very comfortable, I'm very happy. Why should I be happy here? Why should I go to Vaikuntha or Goloka? Why you bother me? I'm happy here only. This is sometimes a mode of goodness can put us into a complacent situation that we don't want to go anywhere. This is a mode of goodness sometimes. So, but this mode of Suddha Sattva is like a place where there is a pure goodness. Vasudeva Sattva, Suddha Sattva. That is the place where we are to aim. Our aim is to go to that place. Natad bhasayate suryo na sasanko na pavakaha yad gatva na nivartante tadhama paramamama. Lord Krishna says, you come back to my abode where there is no need of sun, no need of moon, no need of electricity, where you can enjoy life with him. That is what everybody is hankering. Every living entity is hankering for that happiness. That is the happiness everybody is hankering for. And here the process is mentioned. Yes, Prachetas being great grandsons of Prithu Maharaj, they are not ordinary people. They are coming in the dynasty of Dhruva Maharaj, Anga, all these Prithu Maharaj. The great personalities are there in their tradition. Not ordinary people. So this is like we can understand, because the living entity has a desire. Yes, the father has instructed, Prachini Barishat has instructed. Now you go and you produce progeny and then live. So as other day Mataji was discussing, Chandra Vallabhi Mataji was saying, like we have to perform austerities, different type of austerities we have to perform. So that is why they set, they're going and just performing so many austerities. They are in the sea also, they are performing austerities. Different type of austerities are being performed. And then, because Lord Krishna is situated in everyone's heart as a Paramatma, he sees the sincerity of the devotee, then he sends the help. Like Dhruva Maharaj also had the same sincerity. Yes, I want to see God. He had the same sincerity, but for a different reason. He wanted a kingdom bigger than his grandfather's kingdom. But started like that only. So we should not make fun of that. Yes, he had the desire. Yes, I wanted a kingdom bigger than my grandfather's kingdom. Yes, but seeing the sincerity of the devotee, Krishna sends. Krishna makes all the arrangement. This is Krishna's anukampa. This is Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, "Is anukam tesham eva anukam partham aham agyanajam tamah nasayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhaswata." So Krishna, out of his compassion, he sends the devotee. Narada Muni came. Narada Muni did a little bit of testing also. Not just Narada Muni came alone. He tested Dhruva. What are you doing here? Go back to the palace and play. No, Narada Muni, I am very serious. I want to go and darshan of Lord. So then he gave this mantra. So same way here, we can also the similarities where Lord is arranging the such a way that here is Prachetas. They are serious, very sincere, following the orders of his father, and then they are going in spiritual enlightenment. And now Lord Shiva is coming. Again, same, another Mahajan. One Mahajan is coming there, another Mahajan is coming here. Narada Muni came there, and here Lord Shiva. Is Vaishnavana Metasambhu, the great personality. He is going to God. He is very pleased. Lord Shiva is saying, going to say in the future slokas, like, I am very pleased to see you. Because we are all very great devotees of the Lord. I am very pleased with you.
This is the Lord Shiva's position. We have to understand that very clearly. Lord Shiva is Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu. Vaishnavanam, of all the great Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva is the greatest. Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu. So that way, he is very pleased. So here, we find this atmosphere. We are just talking about the atmosphere. It's like this atmosphere where everything is peaceful, calm. Because the other living entities, they are not having any worries. Who is going to catch me? Who is going to take me to the slaughterhouse? Who is going to now come with a bow and arrow or gun and shoot me? All these things are not there. So that is why the whole environment is very peaceful. So that environment is suitable for spiritual cultivation also. Spiritual cultivation, that type of environment is needed. Because if everything, asantasya kutasukam, as Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, if somebody is not peaceful, then there is no happiness actually. We have to have peaceful, basic peacefulness has to be there. Actually, Srila Prabhupada refers to this. Every living entity has an inner desire, the desire to have go to a peaceful place. That's everybody when they are planning for holiday. Nobody plans to go to a place where there is always hustle bustle. Nobody wants to go to the place. They want to go to a place, where it is very calm and peace and quiet. I was just reading in Srila Prabhupada's purport. This is a nice description. I'll just read a little bit and then this is from Canto, first Canto, chapter 11, Lord Krishna's entrance to Dwaraka, and I'm going to read from the text number 12. Okay, I'll just read the translation and purport a little bit. Just see the descriptions here is similar to what we are discussing here. That's why I selected this to read. The city of Dwarakapuri was filled with opulences of all seasons. There were hermitages, orchards, flower gardens, parks and reservoirs of water breeding lotus flower all over. This is the description of Lord's entrance into Dwaraka. So Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, perfection of human civilization is made possible by utilizing the gifts of nature in their own way. As we find here with the description of its opulence, Dwaraka was surrounded by flower gardens and fruit orchards along with reservoirs of water and growing lotuses. There is no mention, this is Prabhupada's little bit sarcastic here, there is no mention of mills and factories supported by slaughterhouses, which are the necessary paraphernalia of the modern metropolis. See, because if a modern metropolis means you have to find all the supermarkets have to be there, there should be some pubs will be there, bars will be there, clubs will be there. That is what the modern definition actually. But here, Srila Prabhupada says there is no mention of mills and factories supported by slaughterhouses, which are the necessary paraphernalia of the modern metropolis. The propensity to utilize nature's own gift is still there. Even in the heart of a modern civilized man. This is very wonderful. Prabhupada says, because even the modern man, he wants to go on a holiday. He does not want to go to a holiday to a place where there is always some chaos. No? Like he wants to go to a holiday home somewhere, resort house or somewhere they want to go in farm or somewhere. No? Nobody wants to have a retreat in the middle of the city. No? Like they want to have a retreat in the farm. Why you want to have a retreat in the farm? Because the natural propensity is the living entity wants to be in a peaceful and in the condition, atmosphere which is conducive. So this is Srila Prabhupada mentions here. The leaders of the modern civilization select their own residential quarters in a place where are thus such naturally beautiful gardens and reservoirs of water. But they leave the common man to reside in the congested areas without parks and gardens. Herein, of course, we find a different description of the city of Dwaraka. It is understood the whole Dhamma or residential quarter was surrounded by such gardens and parks with reservoirs of water where lotuses grew. It is understood that all people depend on nature's gifts, fruits and flowers without industrial enterprises promoting filthy huts and slums for residential quarters. Advancement of civilization is estimated not on the growth of mills and factories to deteriorate the finer instincts of the human being, but on developing the potential spiritual instincts of human being and giving them a chance to go back home, back to Godhead. So this is the purpose. We are not just interested in the garden. There are so many millions of gardens are there. We are not interested in the garden per se. We are not interested in the lakes or ponds. We are not interested in that just. But we have to develop our mode of goodness and then go back to Godhead. Suddha Sattva. Then that is the whole idea. The whole idea why all these things are there is like we have a human form of life. This human form of life has to be, we is given at certain terms, our conditions are given. So we have to perfect this. We have done a mistake. We have done a mistake, just we are like a rebelled against the Lord, and we come to this material world so that we can rectify the mentality, the rebellious mentality, and then go back home, back to God. That is the purpose of our coming here. All other things are all like only external. Our whole purpose is here. Yes, you're going for a job, earning money, looking after the family. They are all there. But ultimate purpose is we have to go back home, back to God, and finish our business. For that, these things are conducive. These things are going to help. So if we are in a position, we are in a situation where there is a clear water, clear situation, or then where there is a peaceful environment, then we will be able to execute the devotional service. It's not that devotional service can be executed only in this condition. Devotional service can be executed in any condition. But we are conditioned. This is our problem. Our problem, we are conditioned, so we need this type of environment, this kind of ambience. They say, like even you go to the pub, they have ambience there. Prabhu, you don't play all this soft Carnatic music or something in the pub. They don't do. They have to have a big bam, bam, bam. All the big sound has to come. And only there is some meaning there. Otherwise, then go to the pub and then they're also putting all the very soothing voices. Then nobody is going to have the atmosphere. So spiritual world also, spiritual life, enlightenment also needs an ambience, needs atmosphere. That is why Srila Prabhupada traveled all over the place and created this type of oasis, the situation, temples where the Lord is worshipped. Srila Prabhupada says, this is not Melbourne. Srila Prabhupada says here, this is not Melbourne, this is Vaikuntha. Where the Lord is worshipped nicely, is Vaikuntha. So we are all fortunate to live in the Vaikuntha consciousness, Vaikuntha atmosphere. But we have to continue that. So starting going there, not to go to Albert Park consciousness actually. When we go out, we are in sometimes Albert Park consciousness. But doesn't matter. That's why we have a morning program, we have an afternoon program, we have evening program, and we have a program all day. Sometimes people wonder, how many aartis you have in the temple? How many times you have boga? One lady was asking me. Like, for them, cooking one day itself is a big circus actually. Huh? They are finding it difficult. Here, there are, I have told him, Lord, before every aarti, there will be a boga. I told all the details. I said, oh, this minute. And you come anytime, you can have some prasadam. Some prasadam will be available. And I told her also, please sponsor also. Because this Janmashtami is coming. Because, see, it's not no point in just hearing about all these things. You have to do something. No? Like, this is like, yeah, very good, very nice. You appreciate, but you have to do something about that. Because somehow, this is what our duty is. And somehow, we have to facilitate. No? We have to facilitate that. We have to facilitate. Because this is Srila Prabhupada says, no? He has created this atmosphere, this spiritual oasis. Like in the material world, he has created this situation for us. So today, we are sitting here and we are enjoying that. So, we want to give the benefit to others also. That is a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is Janma Sartha Kari Karo Paropakar. Janma Sartha Kari. Bharata Bhumite Manusha Janma Hailaja Janma Sartha Kari Karo Paropakar. This Paropakar business is the only human beings can do that actually. Paropakar is very, very important because otherwise Srila Prabhupada Paropakar, that is why we are sitting here. One Srila Prabhupada came and then now we are all, so many millions of people are sitting here all over the place, all over the temples. So many people are practicing. So how can we do something to please Srila Prabhupada? Just we can also do little bit. We may not be able to do big purports. We are not doing that. We just try to give the knowledge. Try to give the message. Try to make a conducive atmosphere so that the conditioned souls can take advantage and then they can also be freed. Here, Lord Shiva is coming to give the knowledge to Prachetas actually. Prachetas already have understanding, but Lord Shiva gives the purest of knowledge. Yes, he is going to give the full knowledge. There is a Brahmanda Brahmite, Konu Bhagyavan Ji, Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai, Bhakti Lata Beach. Because so many people are wandering whole universe, and only the person, very, very fortunate person will come. That's when every person comes here. No? Like sometimes we don't see, this is only a gone case. We only make decision, this is gone case, this is that case, this case. No, there is no gone case actually. In our society, there is nobody is a gone case. Everybody is a good case only. Where is the gone? Who are you to decide somebody is a gone case or going to be? Let Krishna decide. If somebody thought that I am a gone case, then I would not be sitting here. So we don't want to make a judgmental thing. Oh, this is all like this. Oh, gone case. We don't. No, you try to give your knowledge. You don't do anything. We are not doing anything. We are just giving, depending on Prabhupada, depending on Prasadam, depending on the deities, depending on the day. Actually, our thing is just to bring that person close and stand, make him stand in front of the deities, stand in front of Prabhupada. That's it. Our business is that's only. Let them do. They are doing the work actually. Not that we have become a big preacher or anything. No, our duty is just bring them here. Yes, this is a wonderful place. Srila Prabhupada, one devotee, disciple of Srila Prabhupada, yesterday there was a discussion how to book distribution. That devotee used to say only one thing. My spiritual master saved me. I read this book, my spiritual master saved me. You also please take the book. This is the only mantra he had. He didn't have any other mantra. He had only one mantra. My spiritual master wrote this book and it saved my life. You please take this book. That's it. That's only one mantra. He just continued the same mantra. That's it. Because this mantra is very simple. From the heart it is coming. He's saying, yes, my spiritual master, I read this book, my spiritual master saved my life. Please take. Your life also will be saved. Those who are simple, those who are serious, they will take it. Other people, they'll just throw it. They don't care. Because that is why, so we have to, not everybody will immediately, yes, Prabhu, where is Japapala, where is 16 rounds, okay, immediately, no, nobody is going to come like that. People will not, we have to expect like that only, not like immediately, oh, now I have started, I'm talking to this person, he's not taking, yeah, but how long it took for you? 25 years it took for you to become serious. You are expecting the person just 1 minute you spoke to him and immediately you should become serious. And no, it may not happen. This is like a planting. You put mustard. Tomorrow morning you come, there will be mustard seed with the small plant will come. But when you put coconut, nothing will come. 5 years, 10 years, nothing will come. You say the planting coconut is useless actually. We should not do that. For plant loss of mustard. No, because when you plant coconut, you are not going to benefit like your son or your grandson will be benefited. Huh? It's not like it will take time. Same way, devotional life also, sowing the seed. Srila Prabhupada says, sowing the seed. Sowing the seed. We are sowing the seed. And then you may get the response straight away, and sometimes you may not have the response. You should not lament and say, oh, I have sown the seed. Oh, why, nothing is happening. And that means we also have expectation. Huh? We have expectation, thinking that immediately that something should come. No, immediately may not come also. It's an equation between Krishna and the devotee, Krishna and the person. Krishna is situated as a Paramatma in the heart of that person also, in your heart also. Krishna sees, okay, this you are without any motivation, without interruption, just only to please me you are doing, then that's it, everything will flourish. If you have an ulterior motive, nothing will flourish. Everything will go in the reverse direction. If we are not sincere, because we have some other motive other than pure devotional service, then things may not work out also. So Krishna has the right. Because sometimes they put in that admission reserved, right of entrance reserved. Or so same way, Krishna, even he wants to reveal, he will reveal. Atha Sri Krishna Namati Nabhaved Grahyam Indriyai. So Krishna has to reveal. To the person, to the other person. Then only it will happen. So, here we find all these different descriptions of wonderful places. And it happened also, like in places like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was visiting Jarikanta forest. We see the similar description when we're reading. Jarikanta forest, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was describing, walking, and then everybody became completely, the animals, they completely forgot the animosity. Why? Because of the presence of the Lord, because they are very peaceful. So this is the beauty. Beauty is not like here in our society, we are like a kind of United Nations. People from various walks of life, various countries. Normal circumstance, these countries will just fight with each other, like almost like a big this thing will happen. But in the umbrella, in the society of Krishna consciousness, these country people come and cooperate. How? How they cooperate? Because the binding force is Krishna. Because of the binding force is Krishna, that is why it's united. The same way here we find how all this, even it was mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ramarajya, in Lord Ramachandra's kingdom, everything is so perfect that the seasons were also behaving. Like sometimes you see the season, almost completely mad. It's so bad. This is like so cold and so. But at that time, even the season was behaving well. Seasons are also, it's not like you don't see three season like a season is like a, some impersonal thing. No, the seasons also, if you become God conscious, the season also become cooperate with you. When you become God conscious, the season also will cooperate with you. And it's mentioned in Lord Ramachandra's time, at that time if somebody doesn't want to die, they don't have to die. Whether now you want or don't want, you have to die. This is our situation now. Because previously, because the situation was so spiritually surcharged, then if somebody decides, okay, I want to stay, you stay. You don't have to die. So this is the type of the environment, the spiritual surcharge environment. So our duty is, we have by Krishna's mercy, by Prabhupada's mercy, we have this spiritual ambience or spiritual atmosphere as. So now we have to make this atmosphere available to other souls. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this is like yaitam paramam guhyam mad bhakteshu abhidasyati bhaktim mayi param krutva mame vaishyasi asamshayah. This is like yaitam paramam guhyam mad bhakteshu abhidasyati. A person who tries to give this knowledge to others, what happens to him? Krishna says, he will come back to me without fail. So there is always a incentive for us actually. When you go to this, in India, they used to have a, the financial consultants will come home, you deposit the money in this account, then they will give some incentive. They will give incentive also. They give incentive from the company. Here, for we are not looking for the material incentive. But Krishna is saying that if you try to give this knowledge, then your seat is already reserved. Yaitam paramam guhyam mad bhakteshu abhidasyati bhaktim mayi param krutva mame vaishyasi asamsha. You will come back to me without fail, you will come back to me. Krishna says that. So that means you going back home, back to God, it is guaranteed by just because trying to give the knowledge to others actually. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, janma sartahakari karo paropakar. Janma sartahakari, we have to make our life perfect before giving somebody to something. You have to know that. What is that? What is the process? Then you can give the knowledge to others. So by doing that, we also benefit ourselves. By just doing, this is like when doing, giving this message to others, we also get benefit. Like sometimes we see how Mataji, they distribute book very, very vigorously. Because sometimes we see, because even one person, what Srila Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita, even one person reads this book, and if he goes back home, back to Godhead, we consider the efforts, as all the efforts as successful. What a humble statement, because even one person, now millions of people are taking to devotional service, millions of people are becoming pure devotees of the Lord, but Srila Prabhupada writes that even one person reads these books and then becomes a pure devotee of the Lord, all our efforts are considered success. One person, see, this is what, so that is why we don't want to see the, this one didn't take, that one didn't take, we have to, so many people to take, why are you worrying about the people who didn't take actually? There are so many people to take. So many people are waiting there to take. So that is why we have to have that enthusiasm. Utsahan. Utsahan nischaya dharya tattat karma pravartana sangatyaha satovrite sadbir bhaktir prasidhyati. So this way we can increase our situation, improve our spiritual situation and try to give the knowledge to others also. Here, by the mercy of Lord Shiva, we are going to read how Lord Shiva is going to guide, Lord Shiva is going to teach the prachetas, the prayers, the special prayer, to pray to the Supreme Lord. And then Prachetas also will be getting the full benefit of Lord's association. So let's stop here. If there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Yes, ma'am. Yes, Ichamrityu. Lord will take them directly back to Vaikuntha. Yes, when they want to come. Because that's why Lord says, when Lord Ram entered the Sarayu River, so whoever wants to come, they all just joined him, and then they all went actually. It is optional. Like Bhishma Dev had this special boon. What was the boon? Ichamrityu. So, Swachanda. Whenever he wants to die, he can die. It's not like he has to die like that, but he was lying in the bed of arrows and then he was waiting for an opportune moment and he just left his body. Yeah, you can live. There are people are called Saranjeevi. Saranjeevi means they can live forever. But again, after living forever, what are we going to do? There are people, even the Kumbh Mela, this India, the Kumbh Mela happens. A lot of people come, 300 years old, 400 years old, 500 years old. Those people are also coming there. So long living means either you have to do preaching or you have to do some active devotional service. Then there is a meaning of living. There is one, Srila Prabhupada says, there is one banyan tree in Calcutta, 5,000 years old, banyan tree. So this, we are not just interested in living forever. Living forever, even somebody lives only, like Shankaracharya lived only 32 years. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finished the pastimes in 48 years. So they lived very short only. But what is more important is, within that time, what do we do? That is when a devotee is not just interested in prolonging his life, he is interested in whatever the years left, how he is performing, what he is doing. So that is more important. But the option is given. The option is given. If you don't want to die, you don't have to die. But other people, what do we do after that, living so much? Again, one day that time will come, the universal annihilation. At that time, everything will finish. But there are some people, they, beyond annihilation also, they stay. They are Saranjeevas are there. The people, they live beyond annihilation, they live also. Some people are like that. Yes. Yes, Mataji? I was expecting this type of question actually, because this Prabhu is just waiting only. This is for that question only. Because I am not a person in geography, I don't know much about. But again, having said that, Srila Prabhupada's books are treasure. Srila Prabhupada said, one person asked this question. Sivaloka is somewhere, but he was talking about Himalaya. But then another devotee says, now the very business people, now one day they live in this place and they have a farmhouse or something. They go. So it's not Lord Shiva can live anywhere actually. Himalayas is a natural place where Lord Shiva is living. It's not that, okay, Sivaloka is there, Himalayas also is there. He lives all over the place. It's not like but wherever there is a mission to be accomplished. Now here now Prachetas have to be given this message. So it's all arranged. Actually, Prachetas have been directed to go this direction. Because Lord, as a Paramatma, has given them that thing so that he can go to these Himalayas or whatever the place where they are going, and then they can. So our west, east, all this understanding may or may not tally with this thing. So, but here, see, we are seeing from one place, from there, west is something. From some other place, west may be something else. So, I'm not a big geographical person. I can't answer that thing. But suffice to say that Lord Shiva, because Prabhupada says in there, an ordinary person can have a farmhouse living in one place and living in another place. Lord Shiva is a great personality. He can live in Shivaloka and he can live in Himalayas. He can live there also, no problem. There is no prohibition for like that, actually. So, Hare Krishna. Prabhu, what's your question? I knew this person, the question will be going, like somehow it will be like a kind of a scratching in that. Actually, I was also thinking like that. I'm not all glories to you. Your questions are always very thought-provoking. But I was also thinking, Sivaloka is here, but there is one Sivaloka in the border between spiritual world and the material world. No? There is a Sadasivaloka. There is also there. So, it's possible. Sivaloka can be there, and Lord can be here also. Anywhere Lord can. Because this is a mission. To accomplish a mission, Lord comes here and stays there also. Yes, Prabhu. Oh, you have what? I forgot you actually. You have a question.
We said that we have to perform austerities in devotional life.
Yeah.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in this yuga, your main austerity or sacrifice is Harinam Sankirtan.
Yes, correct.
So we also adhere to other austerities, like some fasting, this thing, that thing. So why is it necessary to do that also? Is it to make the atmosphere more conducive for us?
Prabhu is asking the question, why the Kali Yuga, only the austerity should be only the chanting of the holy name, why this fasting and different austerities? Because all these austerities are the main purpose of the austerity, actually. We have to understand, the main purpose of the austerity is to, we are not this body, we are spirit soul. And then we are servant of the Lord. This has to be the reminder. It's not that our main austerity is like fasting, so that we have less time. We have less time to worry about cooking and all other things, so that we can remember the Lord. That is the only purpose. It's not like a, see, if you can eat and then you can remember the Lord, okay. But if you can't, like, see, there is some, that's when not every day is fasting. Can you? So if you every day fasting, then you will be cursing, like a whole Krishna consciousness, every day is fasting, No, only fasting once in 15 days, only special days like a Radhashtami, Janmashtami, Balram Purnima, only half day fasting. Lord is very merciful, actually. he knows the Kali Yuga citizens, we can't fast the whole day. So sometimes, like he says, okay, just half day, okay. Just half day, just a little bit of a fasting. What is the fasting? By the time you get up, 12 o'clock already comes. See, now already 10, 9 o'clock. So it's like, it's not a half day fasting, it's not a big problem. So like that, very simple austerities only. Simple pakora, halwa, these very simple things only we have to eat, actually. But not like a Dhruva Maharaj, eating the roots and leaves and living on the air. If that type of austerity is given, then you will, I don't want this Krishna consciousness. Better do something else. No. So, yes, you are right. With little, this thing is, Kali Yuga, the only austerity is chanting of Hare Krishna, taking Krishna Prasadam, associating with devotees. This is the biggest austerity. This is the biggest austerity, actually. Other austerities are easy, actually. First, putting in the fire and standing upside down, all these things can be done. But staying in the association of devotees, vow that I will take only Krishna Prasad. These things are very difficult austerities. Even better, difficult than the other austerities. So this is, we can perform that, then we can get the benefit. Hare Krishna. You have a question. Yes.
What is the name of the 10
Prachetas?
Temperature?
The 10 Prachetas. 10 Prachetas names, 10 Prachetas names are mentioned here. Not mentioned. Prachetas. At least for time being, we'll give the Namakaran as a Prachetas. 10 people. But eventually, when we read bit more, then that will be revealed to us actually. What are the names of?
Prachetas 1.
That's all right. Thank you. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Sorry, I didn't see. Yes, Prabhu.
I was going to make a comment.
Please. Yes.
You can see it as Himalayas, like the embassy for Lord Shiva.
Yeah.
It's like you have India.
Yeah.
You have Indian embassy.
Yes.
Okay, so it's also India. The embassy here is India.
Yeah.
So Himalayas is Shiva's embassy.
Yeah.
But also Shiva exists in our body as well. Shiva is in the life air and gives us the pulse ego. So we have Shiva embassy in your body also.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like we have Brahma in our body also.
Yeah.
Like that, Shiva is everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah, you can see it in that way as well.
Yes, correct. Thank you, Prabhu. Yes, yeah. So that's what Srila Prabhupada also says. He can be anywhere because that's why in a couple of days ago we read the sloka, second other than to only Lord Vishnu, because he's a supreme, he's also a great personality. And so he can be for this particular mission, he is there. And he is situated in the Kailash mountain and blessing the devotees in the association of devotees. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Thanks. Kritara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.